Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights. Just
all right, friends, it's 10:05 here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and we are about to sail into our weekly book smart.
You are getting good at that.
I'm trying.
But I'm going to tell you something.
I'm not Googling, I promise.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't like sailboats. So
really?
Let's keep them off the show.
I do want to know why, though.
Oh, my gosh. It's a little joke, okay? And I'm going to go ahead and tell it. So sailboaters, they think that since the wind is free, everything else should be free also. That is my stance on sailboaters.
Yeah, the wind is free, but not much else in life is free. Sorry,
no,
sailboaters.
Not much else in life. You are correct.
How are you doing today, Stefan?
I'm doing great. You know, and I'm looking at the weather for today and tomorrow, and it looks great. It's going to be great boating weather, so
yes.
Get out there on your boat this weekend.
We're going to have a great weekend. We're going out on Sunday. I'm pumped. I am so excited.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's been a while, and I think it's that time of year where the weekend weather is going to change, so you got to get your boat ready to go. And by listening to Boat Smart today, I can give you some tips on how to get your boat back in the water and how to get it to the water. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. It's the phone number, 850-437-1620. I'm more than happy to take your questions, comments. Maybe you can call or text that number. And I can do it either way. So give us a call or text at 850-437-1620. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Key Marine, your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine also specializes in service and repair on MerCruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product, service, and repair. Also, check them out on Facebook. You can get to their Facebook page. They have consignment sales on there, and they run their specials on there also. So check them out on Facebook. Friend them. Let them know that you heard about them on Boat Smart. They would love to hear that you heard about them on Boat Smart. That is for sure. I am going to go out and visit Key Marine today. I'm going out after the show. I'm going to meet Mickey out there. Mickey is the owner. I'm going to meet him out there around 1:30 today. I'm going to check out their new shop that they have acquired, and they've actually expanded a little bit out there, and I'm going to go out and see what they have, what they've done. Mickey is very excited about it. The technicians are excited about it, so they can spread out a little bit as far as their service department and rigging departments are concerned. So I'm going to go out there and check it out and see the changes that they have, and I will report back to you guys next Friday and let you know what I see out there, and check it out. And I know they're excited, so that gets me excited for them. So that's going to be a great visit with Key Marine this afternoon, so we're going to be doing that. I am the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown is located at 2400 Long Lake Drive here in Pensacola. You can catch him on the web at georgetownecollege.edu. You can call him at 850-941-6200. They have a great chat feature on the website. You check out the chat feature. A lot of people contact me through there and also through website. We have our information on there, and my cell phone and all is on that website, so you can call us through the website also. Scholarships are available. You must pre-qualify for those. VA and Pell Grants are also available. So check out georgetownecollege.edu. Doing great things out there at Georgetown, that is for sure. So I tell you, we've had a great week at school this week. My students, again, are busy. We've had a lot of shop time this week, not a lot of class time, which the time we have shop time, and that's kind of how it works out as we go into the end of the year. This is our last 4 weeks for this school year. We're going to start summer school on June 7th, I believe, and we'll have our summer school classes going from June and July. We'll do a few weeks in June, and we'll do a few weeks in July, and then we'll be right back at it in August, getting ready for the next school year. So it's a very exciting time for us. We have a great time over there in our classroom and in the shop area. So my students are very busy. We got a full class, but I am going to be taking more students on in August. So if you're interested in the Marine Service class, I highly recommend that you get out there and get registered because for next year, for August, because it's going to fill up again quickly. I have some openings right now. I still have a bit of a waiting list. So get on that list so you can get in there in August and start your new career in the Marine Service industry. It's a great place to be. It's a great career field to be in. And it's a great time right now to make all that happen. So this week, we had some visitors on Wednesday. Jeff Kilgore of Mercury Marine stopped by and visited us on Wednesday, and he brought with him Brett Haber, I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly, with him. And Mr. Haber is a new service rep for Mercury Marine, and he's out of Louisiana. And Jeff Kilgore was showing him around Pensacola, out visiting different dealerships and stuff with this new service tech that they have for Mercury. And they seen it very important. Jeff was thought it was very important that he come by to school and see what we do over there, and to introduce me to Mr. Herber. And it was just a great opportunity to meet and visit with both of them. And my students really enjoyed the time that they get to spend with our service rep from Mercury Marine, Jeff Kilgore, because he actually walks around the shop and sees what my students are doing. And it's such a great time to watch them interact with Jeff. And he knows so much, you know, of course, about the Mercury product and all the things that are going on with Mercury. And Jeff gets very excited when he gets to come by my class and talk to my students, because he gets to see what we're doing over at Georgetown and how it's going to help the marine industry to provide these young technicians into the industry. And he gets to see that. And I had a great time with him watching my students. My students had rigged out a station in a console on 200 Mercury. And Jeff went and looked at the station to see how the rigging was. And Jeff critiqued the rigging for my students, with my students there, and gave them some little tips and things to look for. And it was nice for him to do that with my students. He takes the time to teach them the little tidbits that you normally kind of don't think about, that makes these, when a technician rigs a boat out, how important it is to make sure that all the fixtures are correct, all the wiring is correct, how you support the wiring, to make sure that down the road, he explained to my students that even though the wiring is not an issue now, but down the road as the boat travels across the water through the vibration and the bouncing and stuff, the way you put the wires on and how you attach the wires in the console is so very important, so that later, it could be a year or 2 years, 3 years down the road, these wires aren't jerked out of the controls or out of the gauges and things like that, where where they can be made a loose fit to those components. So what he told my students was how important rigging is when you're putting a boat together, how to rig it correctly to make sure not only that it works when it leaves the dealership, but it works for a long time after the customer takes possession of that boat. So that was some good advice that he gave my students. My students took it in and understood it. And when I walked Jeff around the shop a little further, showing him some other things that we were doing around there, we came back to that station, and the students had already corrected the two little issues that he had seen. And he was able to give them the thumbs up on that and tell them they did a great job on that console. So it's really such a benefit to have these gentlemen in the field that work for Mercury, Jeff Kilgore that works for Mercury, and Jeff Crane that works for Yamaha, to come by our shop area and talk to my students and show them these little tidbits. It really gets them the good insight on how to do things properly. So thank you, Jeff Kilgore, for coming by, and thank you, Brett Haber, for coming by. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. I appreciate you guys coming by and stopping by the shop and showing the students how important they are to the marine industry. So thank you so very much. That was a great visit. So we talked at the beginning of the show, are you ready to go to the water? And a lot of times what I do is I'll take the things that we're doing in the shop and we turn it into a shop lesson and a student lesson, but I put it on the show on Boat Smart and make you a little smarter as far as the listeners are concerned. We take what we do in our classroom, we put it on Boat Smart, and talk about that a little bit so you can be smarter before you go to the water. How about that? You like that one?
Yes, I
smarter before you go to the water.
No. It is smart. We need to learn all the safety things so we can keep everybody safe so that we can all continue to have fun, right?
All right, exactly. And safety, of course, we always talk about, and everybody should always have all the proper safety gear and things like that. But you got to be smarter about what you're hauling your boat with to the water. And I'm talking about the trailer, the boat trailer.
Yeah.
And we have a trailer in the shop that we're working on at school. And the students initially looked at the trailer and they thought, well, really all we see right now is it needs some carpet on the bunks and there's some trailer wiring that needs to be fixed, So that's kind of what we were looking at the beginning. Well, in the end of it all, we had that trailer tore down. Basically, the axles were left on it and the frame, and that was it. Because we started digging into this trailer and seeing what was wrong with it, and there's a lot of things that the customer and sometimes technicians or people out in the field can miss that you're not paying attention to. And if your trailer isn't right, you may not make it to the water with your boat. And that can become very costly if you break down on the side of the road with your trailer or at the boat ramp. Maybe you put your boat in the water, and this happened to me one time before. I put my boat in the water, and when I went to hook up to my trailer hooked up in the parking lot, I went to back the trailer down the ramp, and the tongue of the trailer had broken in half and was barely hanging on.
Oh no!
That's me. My trailer, right? So if you can imagine that the guy that's supposed to know, right, the instructor, the technician,
right,
supposed to know all this stuff, if that can happen to me, it can happen to anybody, the customer that owns the trailer, if you're not paying attention to your trailer. It's probably one of the most overlooked parts of the boating experience. The trailer probably is one of the most overlooked parts of that combination between your engine, your boat, your wiring, your trailer. Getting the trailer where it's able to make it to the water with your boat and safely home or wherever you're keeping your boat.
Right.
So very important. So the things that you got to look at with your trailer, the very number one thing that a lot of people do not do, and that is when they get done, they with their boating day, they may wash their boat and flush their engine out, but they're not spending a lot of time washing the trailer off, which is very important, especially in our area where we have salt water. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. What do you do when you take your boat to the water? You're going to drive it down the boat ramp and you're going to dump your trailer into salt water, launch your boat, pull your trailer out. It sits in that parking lot all day long with all this salt water all over it, right? The sun is beating down on it all day long. All this salt water is all up in the frame. It's up on the disc brakes. It's all over your wiring, your springs, all these areas. And it's sitting there basically eating away at your trailer while you're out boating that day. So corrosion prevention and checking your trailer are so very important. You can't do anything about it when you put it in the water and take it out and you're out boating. But when you get home, it's very important to make sure that you rinse your trailer off very well. So the areas that you see a lot of problems with, of course, trailer lights is a big problem because you're dunking your electrical system in the water. So that's not ever a good combination, right? And then you add salt water to that. So there's very different types of trailer lights out there you can put on your boat. There's some there's all kinds of just like regular lights that I see trailer lights off of car trailer types, you know, highway trailers on boat trailers. But there's actually marine grade lights that you can put on your boat trailer, and that's what you should have on there. There's LED and just the regular kind of bulb type lights. No matter what kind you have on your boat, it's on your trailer, it's going to matter how you treat those lights when you get done at the end of the day. I see a lot of people when they pull up to the boat ramp, they disconnect their lights because they don't want the bulb to burst when it goes into the cooler water. So they disconnect their trailer lights as they back the trailer down into the water. Now, I don't know that really does a lot to help the trailer lights, because the trailer light itself, the bulbs, aren't even supposed to get wet as you back your trailer down into the water. Those should be encapsulated with either some kind of a plastic cover, or the light should be designed where water can't get into that. So I don't recommend that you disconnect that light wire as you back your trailer down into the water. Just leave it hooked up and back it in, because a lot of times these trailers will have disc brakes attached to them. And the disc brakes have to have a disconnect on it to where when you put your truck or car into reverse, it actually disconnects the brake actuator from the brakes, so they can't engage when you're backing up. So if you disconnect your harness while you're backing your trailer down, you may engage your brakes, which is not a good thing, because now you're kind of stuck at the boat ramp wondering why my boat won't back up down the ramp. Okay, so not a great practice, but some people still do that. The other area that I see a lot of problems with is in the brakes area. Many trailers have brakes on them. You see disc brakes and drum brakes on boat trailers. Now, we don't see a lot of drum brakes anymore. I haven't seen a lot of drum brakes, but there's still some out there. But the main type of brake system that we see on boat trailers is a disc brake. And a lot of people think, oh, disc brakes, they're less maintenance, they work better than a drum brake. But in reality, the disc brakes also need to be serviced. If you take your boat to a shop, you should probably ask the dealership, the place you're taking your boat to maybe check your disc brakes to make sure they're working properly. So many times the customer will back their trailer into its parking place, and maybe it sits there for a few months, and they get ready to go boating, and they want to take it out to Key Marine to get them to do the service on their boat. So they hook their truck to it, and they go to pull it out of the driveway, and the trailer won't move. That's because a lot of times these disc brakes, when you back in, the customer didn't rinse the trailer off, they didn't rinse the brakes off, and now they're stuck in a position where it's actually, when they backed it in, it actually engaged the brakes. A lot of times that'll happen also. So the disc brakes is an area that customers really need to have somebody look at, or look at themselves, do a good visual inspection on everything. But rinse the trailer, soap and water, Dawn dishwashing liquid, whatever you got to do to help with the corrosion factor on these trailers. So when you take your boat in to do the service, always have them look at the trailer. Another area that you should look at, and this is easy for any customer to do, is to walk around your trailer and look at your lug nuts. That's a telltale sign that you may have issues going on. Look at the lug nuts, and if they're corroded and have a lot of corrosion and look like they're about to rust away, think about this. If you do have a problem, maybe you have a flat tire, or you have some a bearing go out or something like that, and you're kind of stuck on the side of the highway, and you need to change that tire, if your lug nuts are corroded in place, you're stuck. You can't do anything about it because your lug nuts won't come off. And even if you have a spare, you can't get your tire changed. Imagine being out on the interstate and your car has a flat tire and you can't get your lug nuts off. You're capable of doing it. You know how to jack the car up. You know how to break the lugs loose. But if you can't get the lugs off of it, off the tire and the wheel, you can't change your tire. So look at the lug nuts and check those out. If those lug nuts are corroded, they look like, you know, they're twice the size they should be. You see a lot of corrosion running down the wheels, that kind of thing. Chances are you got other things going on that you need to look at. So let me remind our listeners, this is a call-in, so you can call or text 850-437-1620 is the phone number. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Call or text if you have a question or comment. We got another 5 minutes left here, so don't hesitate to give us a call or text. We're more than happy to take that. Looks like we have a text that came in. If there is rust on lug nuts, how to maintain it, or do you change them out? That's a good question. If there's rust on the lug nuts, do you maintain them or change them out? I'm going to recommend that you change them out. And yeah, there's no real maintenance as far as trying to clean them up or anything. Hopefully it's not so bad that you can't take them off of there with a, you know, a lug wrench. But I highly recommend go ahead and change them. And what I like to do is I like to spray a rust inhibitor on the lug nuts after I, and then on the wheel studs. When I put my lug nuts on, I'll use a, like a fluid film, a compound that, that I use that's safe to the environment. You don't want to put anything that's not safe to the environment if you can, you know, get around that. You know, just put a little spray on those to kind of protect them. And just keep an eye on them and wash your wheels and your lug nuts just like you do your boat. Take care of it that way. So change them out. The first sign of any kind of corrosion, change them out. It'd probably be, and people probably aren't going to do this, but it may be good practice to go in there and loosen them and tighten them back up, you know, once a year or so. Pull. You should be checking your hubs and everything anyway at least once a year. So while you're doing that process, make sure that your lug nuts are able to come off. Make sure they're not corroded in place. So if you do have a flat tire, well, you never know when you're going to have a flat tire, right? You can run across a nail or a bolt or anything on the interstate or anywhere around and have a flat tire and on a brand new tire. So you want to be able to change it. So great question. We appreciate that. So highly recommend that you change that lug nut out, all of them, change them all out on that wheel or all the wheels at the same time. If they look a little bit corroded, like you're starting to see some flaking on them, get them off there. You're going to have some kind of rust looking on lug nuts probably anyway, but if they're looking like they're going to rust away, get them off there and put some new ones on. So we appreciate that text message, and that was a great question. So lug nuts, make sure you're looking at your wheels and stuff. The other area that we see a lot of problems in is the springs or torsion axles. You can't really see a lot of times the springs on your trailer because they're kind of tucked behind the fender and they're back there behind the wheels and tires. So customers, boat owners tend to not pay attention to that area. But stick your head in there and take a good visual inspection of your springs every once in a while and look for corrosion and see if they're good and solid, because if you break a spring with your boat on it, you've got a major problem. Your boat's going to sit down, the trailer's going to sit down on top of the axle, their tire's going to bury up into the fender, and now you're stuck again on the side of the road. So why wait until that corrosion is so bad that the spring is going to break? So take a look at the springs and the torsion axles in those areas and look at that for corrosion. And make sure that everything is intact there. Again, you want to spray those areas down really good with soap and water and make sure those things are good for you also. So there's more to the trailer repair or to our checking out trailers. Well, I think we'll go ahead and cover some more of that next week because we want you to get to the water. Again, here we are running out of time. Are we ever going to do a five-hour show?
Listen, we're running out of time, but we do have one more question. So I want to hit this real quick. All right, so our listener says they love the show, and they really appreciate this week's trailer focus. This question is, how sealed of a system is the axle? Our listener can't rinse inside of the axle, but that can be a big problem with the salt water, right?
It is. It's a very big problem with salt water. So what you need to do is, of course, rinse it, but get under there and feel along the bottom side of your axle. Because that's where the problem starts, is underneath where you can't see. If it's feeling rusty and it's feeling thin down in that area, that's where it is. So you need to get in there, tap it with a hammer or something to see how bad it is. You're going to get some kind of surface rust, but make sure that it's not thin. So great question. running out of time again. Thank you, Key Marine, for sponsoring us, and thank you guys for listening this week.